Emotional and angry scenes outside the Alice Springs courthouse on Monday when the Northern Territory coroner said that the death of an Aboriginal man in custody was due to a catalogue of errors by police and could have been prevented. Coroner Greg Kavanagh said police errors were extensive and that the care, supervision and treatment of the man who was being held in custody by police was completely inadequate and unsatisfactory and not sufficient to meet his medical needs. Family and relatives of 27-year-old Kumunjay Briscoe heard that in January of this year he was dragged along the floor by police at the Alice Springs Watch House after being taken into protective custody for being drunk. Despite a noticeable head wound, police told the inquest that they failed to seek medical treatment on Mr. Briscoe or check on him in his cell for more than 2 hours. The coroner said other prisoners had heard choking and gasping coming from Mr. Briscoe's cell, but their efforts to get the attention of the police officers, who were either on the internet or listening to music, was in vain. Mr. Briscoe's body wasn't discovered until later in the night when the watch commander went in to check on him. The coroner said that the death was preventable and that it should not have occurred, and it raised serious questions about mismanagement in the police force. Mr. Kavanagh said that in his view, the catalogue of errors was so extensive and involved so many police officers of various ranks, it suggested mismanagement for a period of time by police command at a level higher than just local. 10 officers have been formally disciplined over errors and failures on the night of Mr. Briscoe's death.